2 here. We are launching into it, and we'll take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231 is the number. Brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours we give away. freetalklive.com. Right into your phone calls about what you want. It's Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the Amp Line. Hey, Gene.
Hi. Before I get into how the Muslims are trying to overpopulate the world with Muslim babies by having multiple wives, I wanted to make a comment about your guest. That's why people need to go on YouTube and see that clip from that lawyer that says never talk to cops. I assume if you just do a YouTube search on never talk to the police, that you'll probably come up with that clip. It's in two sections. The first section is a lawyer talking about why you should never talk to the police, and the second section is an ex-police officer telling you why you should never talk to the police. But anyway, if this guy had never talked to the police, I'm sure things would have turned out a whole lot better for him.
That's the way it sounds. I mean, they never would have been able to grab his laptop as they were able to when he was there with them. They just decided to confiscate his laptop because he'd brought it along with him, and then they, you know, they at one point confiscated him. So generally, from my observation of all the stories and the people, you know, that we've talked to, people that we've discussed with over the years, there is no real good reason to talk to the police.
You know, if you, I must say that also it doesn't seem like that it really it generally turns out particularly well. They say, oh, we're going to go easy on you if you talk, but they don't really seem like that's necessarily the case.
No,
they're
going to
go after somebody, and if you talking to them gives them the idea that you're the big fish in this particular pond, that you're the one they're going to go after.
Yep.
Even if, and, you know, Zebler looked like a pretty big fish, I guess, to them.
And he didn't know when he was recording that phone call that it was illegal to do that, so he thought he was completely innocent. And this is another example of how a lot of people who believe they're in the right, and they are, I think you're fine. I don't think it's anything wrong with recording phone calls, but the government bureaucrats do. So you thought you were doing things legally. You thought you hadn't harmed anyone. You walk in there, and they decide to just discover a crime. They make up a crime. Oh, well, this is wiretapping, so now we've got you on something. And so he had no idea. Had he known that, I'm sure he wouldn't have brought the laptop in with that phone call on it. But how are you supposed to know what all the laws are? There's no way to know if you violated their rules.
Right.
And so the best way to avoid them knowing what rules you violated is to keep your mouth shut and to not talk to them at all.
Right. And all those points and more are made in that video much better than I could ever do, so I would suggest everybody check it out. Now, I was talking to a pastor friend of mine the other day, and he expressed the very common fear by a lot of Christians that Muslims are going to take over the world because they have multiple wives. And I thought about this for about 3 seconds and shot that argument down. I said, you know, it's not how many wives you have that determine babies in the world. What determines the number of babies in the world is how many children a woman can put out during her childbearing years. And since half of the population, pretty much, is female, if one man has 10 wives, that just means 9 men have no wives. There's no way to change this equation by simply putting more wives under one roof.
Yeah, sure.
You still can only put out as many babies as the women are able to put out. It doesn't matter how many wives are matched up with how many guys. It matters how many babies can come out of each woman in a given time frame. So it's silly to think that just because they have multiple wives that they're going to put out more babies. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, that particular math doesn't work. However, I would say that it is true that poorer people have more babies than more wealthy people, and on a global scale, this is also true. And so, and generally, people in Muslim countries don't make or have as much money as people in, you know, Western countries. So they're more likely to have children, and they're therefore more likely to, you know, propagate their religion in that manner.
Well, and they're more likely to have a high degree of infant mortality, too. So
sure,
that's going to negate some of those children.
Some, and, but not all, by any
stretch. Well, wait a minute, Mark. I mean, have you actually looked at them? I understand you're speculating, but have you looked at the numbers between the Middle East and the United States, poor areas of the United States, as far as the amount of babies that
you
are pushing out? I imagine you can get quite a few babies. If you look at a trailer park, I mean, there's probably a lot
there
of babies.
Probably are, and all I said was that it was based on poverty. Yeah. I don't know whether the Muslim religion encourages people to have more children. I suspect it does, just simply because, you know, women are treated as essentially baby factories. But I wouldn't speculate as to whether our poor people are having more kids than theirs or whatever. I think it should just be taken on per capita.
Well, I'd like to hear from a Muslim as to what a Muslim would say to these accusations by Christians. And I know you're not making them, Gene, but to these fear-mongering accusations.
Mark is definitely right about poor nations putting out more babies. And that's true, because the white race is definitely not replenishing themselves as fast as the brown race and the black race. But that said, it really has nothing to do with whether somebody has more than one wife, because you still are limited by the number of women.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, sure. I mean,
Even with Muslims, only the rich Muslims had more than one wife. The poor guys, they can't afford more than one wife. Most of them can't afford one wife.
They're just fighting the wars for the rich guys. You know, that's one of the whole purposes, is to weed out the male population, is for you know, is the purpose of war. But if you look at a cattle herd, you don't want to have one bull for every cow. You're going to have just as many calves from one bull for every 20, 30, 40 cows. I don't know what some rancher would know what the specific number is. I don't know what the specific number is. But you just take the steers and you cut off the parts that would make them into bulls, and you just sell them for hamburger.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing. They're sending those boys off to fight, do suicide bombings, and make hamburger out of themselves, so that the rich Muslims can have more wives. That's probably part of the equation there.
Maybe so. Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it as always. Let's talk to Xander in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Xander.
Wow, it's hard to follow that up. thanks for taking that call. It's been really entertaining in the last few days. Anyway, just to follow up on what Gene was saying real quick, I don't think we really have anything to worry about unless they declare frickin' crusades again or something like that, but, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, we've had Muslims call this show before, and they don't seem to be people that want to take over the world with their belief system at the threat of violence.
Well, you have someone with extremist views, and I find that what often happens is they take their whatever their religion is, and they find justifications in it for what they're doing. That does not reflect upon the religion, really. I mean, I think the huge, vast, vast majority of Muslims don't fit those stereotypes at all. And there's just a few people who are very vocal and very visible and very out there who are finding justifications in their religion. I see Christians do that. I see Muslims do that.
So it's really the fundamentalists then that we're talking about when those accusations are made.
I think that's still too broad of a term. I think even saying a fundamentalist, I don't even know that they would still, you know, the stereotype of the violent Muslim, I think, is I don't even know if a fundamentalist Muslim fits that. You know,
I don't either. I don't know enough about it.
I couldn't tell you either. I would, however, say that that we sort of propagate, that we create more of these violent Muslims by simply the foreign policy of the United States government. You know, I don't have anything to do with this particular foreign policy. I don't want the United States military over there, but it's pretty clear that you can, that if you have some nut out there saying, United States is the great Satan, they want to kill us all, they're terrible, they're awful, we need to have a jihad. If you have somebody like that, they're going to make a heck of a lot more sense to the guy who just had his mother killed in a bomb, or his brother. I mean, even if you his brother killed, even if it was in legitimate battle with the American troops, you don't really care when it's your brother. You know, you just hate the people who did it.
It doesn't take very many of them to be a problem, and that helps them recruit.
Right, and absolutely, you don't need to convert too many terrorists if they're doing these suicide bombs. You can't protect against a suicide bomber,
Xander.
That's all I got on that.
I know you had something else you wanted to talk about. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, New Jersey, one of the cities in New Jersey looking at an adult curfew. You don't hear about these happening too often in the so-called land of the free, but maybe you'll start hearing about more of them. Also, your calls about whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo or video that proves they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, Stakel CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Stakel's employees are training in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's Stakel CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's on the right-hand side of the page at the very top. It's Stakel CAI.
All right, our toll-free number here, again, is 800-259-9231, Paterson, New Jersey. According to the Associated Press, curfews might not just be for kids anymore in one city in northern New Jersey. Officials in Paterson are considering one for people of all ages. Of course, the exception of government employees. I'm sure there will be no curfew for the police themselves. But for all ages, it will be the first of its type in the nation to include adults. And I'm actually kind of shocked by that. They haven't had a curfew anywhere else before for all adults?
I think during disasters.
Yeah, I think there was an Alabama town that had one for a little while, but I guess they're talking about, yeah, for non-disaster circumstances, for just simply crime excuses or whatever their excuse is going to be.
Is this just
going
to be ongoing? Is it for a certain period of time?
It says that...
Until enough people stand up and say, no thanks.
Yeah, it's in a bid to curb violence after a spate of deadly shootings. So because some people were shot, now everyone's freedom is going to be restricted, or possibly. They haven't passed it yet. But if it did happen, it would last for 2 months and would bar people from loitering outside from midnight to 7 a.m. Violators would face up to a $2,000 fine and 90 days in jail. Officials are still working to make sure the plan can withstand legal challenges. And if the city council passes it September 1st, a second vote and public hearing are needed for it to take effect. So maybe it'll go through, maybe it won't.
And the legal challenges, even the fact that they're working to see if they can withstand shows that we have a very broken legal system anyway. The idea that they would even be able to get something like an adult curfew passed is just absolutely bananas.
It won't happen in New Jersey, unfortunately, but this is the kind of thing. This is a prime case for civil disobedience.
Absolutely.
For people to say that you cannot travel freely if you're peaceful, you're a slave in your house? Are you kidding me?
It's saying you're not allowed to loiter, which is one of those things where the police will decide whether you're loitering or not based on whether they like you, right? Yeah. So if you're traveling from point A to point B and you've got dreadlocks and maybe kind of a tie-dye shirt on, they might decide that you're loitering. Or maybe if you're walking down the road while black, they may decide that you're loitering. So who knows how arbitrarily they'll end up enforcing this law. But it doesn't seem unbelievable that something like this could happen because they do have curfews around the country for young people, for people under the age of 18, teenagers, people younger than that. They aren't allowed out after a certain time of night unless they are driving from work to home or home to work or something like that. And these are in existence across America in various different places. And it's another example, in my opinion, of the, kind of a rephrasing of the old Pastor Martin Niemöller poem from back in the 1940s during World War II. You know, first they came for the teenagers, and nobody stood up because they're a bunch of punk kids, right? They shouldn't be allowed out at night. Well, now they're going to come after everybody. And then there's no one else left to stand up. But because most people in New Jersey aren't going to do civil disobedience.
No.
They're people in America don't have the civil disobedience mindset. And I think that's a real problem with Americans today, is they're so docile and they're so obedient and they're so willing to just do whatever it is the men and women that are mostly completely strangers to you. These men and women calling themselves government decide to hand down some arbitrary diktat and they'll just go along with it, you know, just like they do in all the areas. Airports, just like they do whenever they're demanded to do something, cops show up to their front door, they just go and they open it. Even though, as we've pointed out so many times, probably be better off not answering the door for the police. Zevler, our guest from the first hour, probably would have been better off not going down to talk to the police. Doing what he thought was the right thing ended up getting him in hotter water. So people they wouldn't have gotten his laptop otherwise.
Maybe so.
So people should take a look at a law like this and immediately start considering instances of civil disobedience and let them know. Let these government bureaucrats know that you go ahead and you try to enforce this and we'll get more and more people out at night loitering we'll go out and loiter in front of the police department or something like that.
Yeah.
That's the appropriate response, not bowing down.
Get cameras, and don't let them do anything secretively. That's the trick to it, I think.
You know, on the theme of the police, since we're talking about them here and the issue of what happens when you get in touch with the police, that they'll look for something to arrest you for, escalate a situation, that dealing with the police in many cases makes things worse. I wish it weren't that way, by the way. I wish the cops were actually investigating real criminals, investigating real crimes, and focusing on stuff like murder and rape. But that's not the world we live in, so we have to be very careful because...
And not looking at every single person as a potential criminal.
Right, and not treating people like criminals until they actually have evidence that somebody is doing something, well, criminal. Here's a story out of Chicago about a lady who thought she was doing the right thing by calling the police, as so many people have done. It's a family situation. Some family members getting maybe a little out of control, a little out of hand, whatever's, you know, the fight is going on between two members of the family, and you think that you can bring the police in to help mediate. You think you can help bring the police in to have a talking to your young person in his, and we've had people bring the police in. I remember the story I remember most has to be out of Florida, where the grandmother called the police because her grandson had taken her car out for a joyride. And instead of just dealing with that situation when he came home, as he inevitably would have, she called the police. They took him in. They took him to one of those camps for kids where they forced juveniles to go to for rehab or
boot
whatever.
Boot camp kind of thing.
Boot camp, and they killed him. The boot camp guys killed
him. Yeah.
Killed him. So, and here's another death. Marilyn Foots thought that her son had left his troubles behind when they moved to Chicago suburbs from the West Coast about 18 months ago. Now she's convinced she made the phone call to police that cost him his life. This from the Chicago Tribune. Foots' only child, Spencer, 23 at the time, had come home Saturday morning agitated after he had been arrested for drunken driving, she said. He became hysterical, punching a wall. Frightened, she called police. A short time later, her son was dead, shot by a Libertyville police officer. Investigators said Spencer Foots pointed a gun at officers who had responded to the call. Now, that appears to be true, that this man had indeed a gun in his possession. Whether or not he pointed it at the officers is another question.
Did you? Yes.
But he was not threatening his mother with a gun initially.
Right. He happened to have a gun. Absolutely true. And I think that... Did you hear the cop who called in? I think it was last Saturday or the Saturday before. You know, he was. He said that the police officer that in the responded in the case in Boston with the black college professor. What was his name? Gates.
Yeah.
It had every right to come into the house because Gates, when he was going to get his ID, may have been going to get a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does the officer have on his hip?
A gun.
Now, why is it that the citizens should be less armed than the officers? Officers are not, they don't see enough guns, unfortunately, in the hands or on the hips of regular citizens. And when they see one, they have a tendency to overreact. Just a gun in the immediate vicinity of a citizen is a huge, huge deal to most police officers.
Time to kill somebody.
Right.
More on the way here. You take control. Bring out anything. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888. If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Plan
planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Oh, and by the way, one of those features on the website is our live streams. I guess that's more than one. But several features are the live streams. We have the broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, and a webcam version, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Ian.
Mark,
have you seen the Lakota Nation silver rounds?
I wish I had been able to hold one in my hand, but I've seen the photos of them online.
I have had them in my hand, and I have to say that it's from the Free Lakota Bank. I have to say they're one of the most beautiful 1 ounce silver pieces I've ever seen. They, I've seen the Liberty Dollar, very beautiful coin. The Lakota, very beautiful coin. It's up there as far as I'm concerned. Top three or three coins I've seen. I guess I'm not supposed to say coin, round. And you can get one right now for $19.70. It's cheaper than you're going to get it on eBay or any place. You can go to, what's the website?
Silver.freetalklive.com.
Silver.freetalklive.com, and it's coming from Midas Resources, the co-company of GCN, and they have a very special offer only for Free Talk Live listeners. I actually picked out the coins that we're going to offer.
Oh, really? Okay.
I did. Yeah. It's I like this one. It's beautiful. It's got an Indian on the front, and I'm not sure if he's dressed exactly like Lakota Indians would be, but he's got like the feather.
Looks like an Indian.
Yeah. He looks very Indian to my white butt, and it's got a very beautiful
buffalo
on the back. It's a great coin, and you can't get them anywhere for this kind of price. $19.70. It's cheap for a premium coin like this?
You called it a coin again. I don't know if there's anything wrong with calling it a coin. All I know is that back in the day, I'd heard that the government doesn't like that very much.
To me, a coin is a circular piece of metal.
I guess it has a legal meaning, and so it's not technically a coin.
All the lawyers that are listening can kiss my butt.
Okay. I won't bug you about it again. I don't really care.
So anyway, go to silver.
If someone arrests you for saying coin on the air, then that's just going to be good publicity for us.
There's also a toll-free number for people who want to take advantage of it that don't have a computer, then can't go to silver.freetalklive.com. Go to the telephone number is 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938.
Now, to get the special price, you do have to mention Free Talk Live.
You do.
Okay. Very good. So that's silver.freetalklive.com. And there's also some gold pieces on there, too, and we'll talk about those, I guess, over time, right? All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. He was 23 years old until he was shot down by Libertyville police officers. Gotta love that town name. It's in the Chicago area where a lady, Marilyn Foots, called the police on her son. He was upset after being arrested for...
A drunk driving,
which is weird because apparently he was taken home after they arrested him. They didn't take him to jail. They took him home. Doesn't usually happen when you get arrested for drunk driving, but nonetheless, it did in this case. So he was upset. He banged on the wall, and she decided to call the police, thinking that they would help the situation.
Right. And a lot of people do believe that the police are the best people to call for situations where somebody might be escalating to violence. They might do something a little crazier in the next few minutes. They're scaring me. But really what it seems to be is that the police aren't trained any longer to de-escalate a situation. What they're trained to do is actually, in fact, escalate it to the point that they can then take care of the situation
by either
tasing the person, shooting the person, dragging them off to jail, or whatever. They don't have the skills, it seems. They're not being taught the skills to, hey, calm down.
They don't get off on that. I mean, some of the cops, look, I don't want to paint them all with this brush because they know that's not the case, but some of them get into this business of law enforcement because they get excited by chasing after people and shooting and killing. And, some of them are coming over from the military, and that's the reason why many of them joined the military in the first place was so they could kill and kill legally. And they
sat there and talked to a young man who said that he was going in the military because he wanted to kill people.
Yeah, sure. He's not unusual. And so then they move into law enforcement after their career in the military, and they take that same mentality into law enforcement. So she was worried her son was suffering from some sort of psychotic episode. Father had some history of depression, and there was a divorce when the son was two. She said, so I stupidly called the police. Foots is questioning not only her own judgment, but also police accounts of the first officer involved shooting in Libertyville in 30 years. She disputes officers' reports of where police were in the house when her son was fatally shot. But even Foots concedes that her son was clearly drunk and agitated when he entered their Libertyville home. That morning, he had been pulled over for drunken driving when he was on his way to pick up a friend from work. The police dropped him off at home, and the police would not return phone calls for comment to the newspaper. When he punched the wall, he had started to say, I can't do this. I can't do this. Officers Alex Cardona and Brian Pletcher were the first to arrive at the home. And then, according to their police chief, they walked upstairs and found Spencer Foots in his bedroom, lying on his bed with a gun in his hand. Cardona and Pletcher backed out of the bedroom, and Foots came out onto the second-floor hallway, still holding the gun. Cardona shouted for Foots to drop the weapon, the chief said, but the officer opened fire when Foots pointed the .357 caliber handgun toward two other officers downstairs on the first floor. Cardona fired two shots, striking Foots once in the lower left back. Shot him in the back. How'd that happen? If he was pointing a... Oh, he was pointing a gun at some other officers, allegedly, so this one cop apparently shot him in the back.
I probably could see really well where he's pointing the gun to.
Cardona and Pletcher backed, Marilyn Foots insisted... Right.
I get the impression that they were in, they went into the bedroom where this guy was, and they both backed out. I mean, how else would this go?
That's what it said. Poots insisted that she was alone on the first floor when she heard gunshots from upstairs at 6 a.m.
This is the way the story falls apart. The officers said they backed out. They went downstairs. The guy followed them with a gun. And, in fact, the mother says, no, they didn't. She says she was downstairs. She called the cops. She just wanted the situation de-escalated. And it looks like the cops went into this kid's room. This young man's room. He had a gun. He was drunk, and obviously not very happy with his life at that moment. Mm-hmm. And they shot him because they saw a gun. And I'm sorry, but the police just don't see enough civilians with guns.
Wait a minute.
This is where this whole William Kostrick thing comes back into play.
You can get to William Kostrick in a moment here, but just a point of the information here on the story. They were on the second floor. They went into the bedroom. He was lying on the bed with the gun. Their story is they walked out of the bedroom. They did not go back downstairs.
Okay.
They backed just out of the bedroom, so they were still on the second floor. They claimed that he came out of the room and then pointed the gun or raised the gun toward what were supposedly two officers that were downstairs. So the officer that did the shooting was on the second floor, claiming he was pointing a gun at one of his buddy officers, while mom says there was nobody else downstairs with her at that time.
Oh.
That's how I understood what I just...
Well, I read it too, and I got something different out of it. But
she insisted she was alone on the first floor when she heard the gunshots come up from upstairs.
Yeah.
She said all four police were upstairs. So if he was aiming the gun downstairs, and that's what the officers were saying, that he was pointing it at two officers downstairs.
He could very well have been dropping the gun as ordered, and his movement looks like it's going towards the downstairs if you're on a landing or something like that. Just the movement it takes to drop the gun could look that way. But I don't know. I wasn't there for that, and I don't like to speculate. But what I can hear from this is the mom who called the cops, who was scared of what her son was doing, is saying, look, the cops were lying here.
Mm-hmm.
This is not some this is not some lady in some trailer park here. This is Libertyville, and this is a high-end neighborhood.
Mm.
This lady is, I'm sorry, unimpeachable. She's unimpeachable. And the fact is, her story disagrees with the officers, and it just isn't that far in America here where she will be sent to some re-education camp for denying what... These bureaucrats say.
Or betters.
The fact is, she's going to be completely ignored. These officers are going to be said to have done exactly what they were supposed to do. Because every time you see a civilian with a gun, you need to cap him. That's what these guys are taught.
All right, there's more on the way here. I know Dale has something to say. Short on time. More coming up. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. A little more to the story also. It's Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose for Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit OrderChoose.com. That's Order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Again, you can bring up anything. That is the point of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. And it makes a big difference for us when you join the AMP program because, you know, we give you the features on the site for free. And it does cost money to give you things for free. So there is that. Plus, we'd like to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country so more people can encounter the message of freedom and analyze it and hopefully embrace it eventually. At the very least, they'll be entertained by this program. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Well, mom called the police because her son was pretty upset. He'd been pulled over early in the morning for drunk driving, dropped off at home, was pounding on the wall with his fist, upset. She was concerned he was having a psychotic episode. So she called the police, and she now regrets it. As so many people have. So many people who have called the police in this country over the years, and I'm sure it happens around the world, expecting that the police were going to come and mediate. That the police were just going to come and, you know, make sure the situation was A-OK. But that's not what happened. The police showed up, and by that time, her son had grabbed a gun and was lying on the bed. And the police left his room. They were on the second floor. Two cops left his room. He comes out. They ordered him to drop the gun, and the police claimed raised the gun at two other cops that were downstairs. And it was at that point they decided to shoot him. They shot him in the back. One bullet hit him in the back. And mom says that's not how it worked out. She says that's not the story. She says there was no one else downstairs. She says she was the only one downstairs at that time. And the cops, all four of them, were upstairs. Now, Mark, you had said something about mom there that Dale, I think, wanted to take issue with, and I think I agree with Dale.
Well, the immediate impression, the way he said it, it was that it sounded like, you know, she's more trustworthy because she's not poor. You know, she's in a nice neighborhood and everything. Well, and that bothered me a little bit. But
let's
explore it.
Do you really? I mean, what is your opinion on the difference between this is Libertyville in Chicago, and the difference between the same call in Liberty City near Florida? And now you're talking about two entirely different neighborhoods with similar names. If the cops were called in Liberty City, I kind of get the impression that the income strata, it seems to me, sort of relates to how people get along with the police. The respectables in Libertyville, they usually don't expect the police to lie or to act poorly towards them. These are, after all, the people who really do pay their paychecks.
Sure. Yeah.
Whereas the people in Liberty City have every expectation that the cops will, treat them poorly, and are therefore likely to, lie in order to get the cops in trouble, perhaps, if something didn't really happen. I'm just saying they have a more adversarial relationship with the police than the lady in Libertyville.
I think they know that they can't trust the police, which seems smart.
I trust any mom. I mean, I don't care what income strata she comes from.
What if the mom is the police officer?
I mean, in a situation like this.
Oh, so it's a mom who's not wearing a badge.
In a situation like this, where the police shots some mother's kid, I trust what the mom is going to say over what the police are going to say any day. I don't care if she's living in a trailer or if she's living in a mansion.
You know, police want this reputation, and they constantly promote this reputation that these heroic figures, that they're putting their lives on the line to protect innocent people. But I feel like, actually, this is far, it's beyond a feeling, but they're trained, you've got to keep yourself safe. You got to make sure you're safe first. And they're not really trained to be heroic, I don't think. I think they're trained to cover their own butts.
Officer safety, sure.
And that really is their job. Don't take that job if you don't want to go to put yourself at risk to protect innocent people. And I think that this is a case where they're like, Mark said, they see a gun and they freak out. They're supposed to be exercising restraint, even if it means putting themselves at some risk.
I agree with you.
This heroic reputation that you want to have.
Absolutely.
I think that this is the bigger problem here is I fully do believe that the cops are not telling the truth, whether they're lying or not. I don't know. They may not know. But if the mother says the cops weren't downstairs, I believe her in this instance. But I think that the biggest problem here lies squarely at the feet of a bunch of pansy yellow Americans. The ones that said I'm not going to carry guns around. This is, it's uncivilized. These officers are here to protect us. Why should we bother carrying guns? The fact is police never see citizens with guns anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Guns to them mean this guy's a bad guy. I can shoot him. And that's where it all went wrong. And that's why this William Kozdrick thing is so important, I believe, is that to show that people can open carry, that it's completely within their rights, that they're completely, being peaceful people, and that there's no reason to shoot them.
And the man who was inspired by William to carry a gun to another rally, who happened to be black and was accused of being a white racist, the media. That's fascinating.
It is fascinating because they wouldn't show
if you're
him.
Carrying a gun, you're a white racist, even if you're a black man.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So his comment, I'm doing this secondhand, so I apologize, I won't get it exactly right, but his comment was, I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop around with me. So.
The rest of the story here is that when mom demanded to know what had happened to her son, the officers would only say they'd called for an ambulance. She says, I thought they'd winged him. I thought he was going to the hospital. I didn't know he was dead.
These guys aren't trained to wing anybody.
I thought he would go to the psych ward and get some crisis counseling, she said. She said she expected police to give her a ride to the hospital to visit her son, but instead she was taken to the Libertyville police station. Police kept her in the dark over the next several hours. Booth said as she demanded answers from detectives with their major crimes task force, she says, I kept asking, what happened to my son? Where's my son? I need to know what's happening with my son, she said. They didn't even take me to the hospital.
They're busy getting their story straight.
Yeah, I should have been at the hospital with my son, but they were intimidating. I thought there was no way they would let me sit there if he wasn't okay. Officials from the task force didn't respond to requests for comment. Why should they? They don't have to answer your questions. They've got your money, and they'll get it again next year.
They're making sure she stays in the dark and she might be gathering evidence to show that something really went wrong there.
He might be able to speak his last words.
they murdered me.
Yeah. You know, they don't want that. They don't want her to get an MP3 of his last words so that she can take it in front of a jury and run these guys up for the lies they told.
After about 10 a.m., Marilyn...
If they did the right thing, there shouldn't be any reason to cover up. They're like cockroaches. They hate the light.
Marilyn Foote signed a written statement about the shooting. Two chaplains from the Trinity Church nearby told her that her son had died, so she had to find out from, not even from the police. He'd been pronounced dead at almost 7 a.m. in the morning. His blood alcohol level was 0.25.
Oh, my God, he was lit.
And according to the state's attorney, the office will ultimately rule on whether the shooting was justified. Said all four officers reported two were upstairs and two downstairs when Cardona opened fire. Even if Ms. Foote was correct that all four officers were upstairs at the time of the shooting, he said that still might not change the fact that the officers believed their lives were in danger justified.
Their lives, the lives of the officers downstairs. You know, maybe the two officers upstairs, and this I can kind of see a little bit that they might have thought this. I don't think that the man, I wasn't there, so I don't know what it looked like when he was trying to drop a weapon or, you know, swinging it around. He was lit. He might have just been trying to lean on something, for God's sake.
Who knows? The state's attorney.
Really, the trick here, the things to take away from this is, cops aren't used to seeing guns, and they're
not going to help you.
They shoot people when they see them, and if you call the police, you better have a darn good reason.
According to the state's attorney, we still have an extremely intoxicated person pointing a weapon at police officers. Ms. Foote said she's concerned more with the loss of her son than assigning blame. She says, I can't get my head around this. I called for help, and this is what happened. My son is lying somewhere dead. He just started a great turn in his life. How could it go so wrong?
You know, we have the technology here to put cameras on police officers. You know, these guys wear headgear in most of the lines of their duty.
I don't know about that.
Well, fine. There's all kinds of gear these guys wear. They could absolutely have a camera on the front of these officers. They have all kinds of gear. It would be very easy to do such a thing.
And it should be publicly accessible. Anybody should be able to go and say, I want the video from this incident. And they better produce it.
Happen.
Well, they can have that right now.
It won't happen. You're right.
It would be a simple matter to just, you know, make a cell phone application like Quick, where it would be loaded to the internet.
Sure, Mark.
They're never going to do that.
Those are innovations that would only come out of market-based competitive situation, and the government police have no incentives to do anything like that.
Exactly.
They're gonna same thing they always do. They're going to brush this under the rug, and they're going to go on with business as usual, and this woman's going to either stay in town and keep paying property taxes or move somewhere else and pay property taxes to some other criminal gang. Hour 3 is on the way. You bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.